is Valentine's Day.
Today we celebrate Saint Valentine.
Is it Valentine's Day?
Happy Valentine's Day!
What are you getting me for Valentine's Day?
A dozen red roses and a box of fine Belgian chocolates.
Happy Valentine's Day!
Happy Valentine's Day!
Happy Valentine's Day!
Love is in the air.
And I have so much love to give!
Valentine's Day.
That's cute.
It's showtime.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Safe to say we got all that out of the way?
I loathe it.
I have so much love to give.
You should be giving that crap 365.
The best songs on the radio.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Weekend in review. That's what we call it. First thing Monday morning. Karina, I don't know where to start.
There was a lot.
So much going on. Mm-hmm. And there was so much going on.
Well, I guess let's go in sequential order from Friday evening. Night to Shine. That was so awesome.
An amazing event. 7 counties worth of people get together to go to their own prom. And
their smiles were as big as the sky. They were just having a blast. And everyone there was just, it was a feel-good moment.
From the Sunbury Church that put it together to SunCom, to the therapy dogs, to everyone who had a booth inside that building that used to be the old Zimmerman's down by the bridge in Sealance Grove. It was wonderful.
And Tim Tebow and his wife were just continuing to make this a yearly event all over, not only the U.S., but countries. I mean, I saw Jamaica and, you know, all these different countries that were just participating, and they all did the hashtag, and you could see everybody's events going on. It was really cool. Yeah.
Thank you for having us. Sorry we showed up a little late. We went to the wrong Zimmerman's building.
Who knew that there was 2 mint green bridges around both Zimmerman Motors?
Only here in central PA, right?
Well, we were only 5 minutes late. We made good time. Thanks to your lead foot.
Yes. Yes, I drive quickly.
Flames were coming out the backside.
Yes. It was a beautiful event. And if you don't know what we're talking about, check out our Facebook page. Posted video and everything. Now, the rest of the weekend was pretty much what everybody else was involved in. And that would be the Super Bowl. I didn't have a horse in the race, so I didn't really care.
No, I missed the Puppy Bowl, which I kind of wanted to watch, but laundry took precedence, and before I knew it, I was DVRing the Super Bowl and catching up, and then I accidentally exited out, and I lost my time, I missed a few commercials, but overall, if you missed it, and we're under a rock, and the Rams won, so there you go.
There you go, and it was a good football game, and both quarterbacks were just fighting for their lives.
Right.
That was that. Halftime show I thought was amazing. Of course, we live in central PA, so social media is going to be full of either it was amazing or it was stupid, worst ever.
There really was no in-between. It was horrible, or that was the bomb.
And I'm like, once again, let's divide the country this time over a halftime show.
Exactly. And you got to think back to like Garth Brooks and Shania Twain. Like you got to make it every year, change it up for
change
the viewers and the listeners to be connected to it. And this year it was rap and hip hop's year. And
here's a good idea for some of you people that didn't enjoy the show. How about Neil Young next year?
Yeah, there you go.
Since he's not on Spotify.
You know, if they could only see your face.
I was kidding, people. That was the part about my face.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Well, Bill Maher wants to talk about Valentine's Day. I guess we should talk about that. Sooner or later, we should address the elephant in the room, the big red heart-shaped elephant in the room. I don't like Valentine's Day, and evidently you don't either.
Well, I don't overall because I feel like you should be doing that stuff all year round, but also especially because I'm bitter and single.
Okay, so we can address that then.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
It's Valentine's Day. Look at that. Oh, yes. Gets my heart every year. I read the most touching story this year about how 2 Gen Zs are celebrating together. Well, not together, because they're afraid to go out with the virus. But but they send beautiful cards. Well, not cards. One texted a heart emoji, and the other one texted back same.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
This is the 15th play of the drive, 2nd and goal. Pass. Touchdown.
Super Bowl over. The Rams win 23-20. Now on to more important topics. What was your favorite commercial?
Okay, so I'm just going to say.
All right.
There's many years where it was hard for me to, like, really pick a favorite. Okay. I didn't have that problem this year. I got to say, overall, I was very kind of disappointed. The Toyota one was the feel-good one for me with the Olympics.
Special Olympics, yeah.
The two funny favorites were the ones we spoiled last week.
I thought about that because I was watching them again. But for most of America, it was the first time they were watching them.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, it was like, oh, here comes that one we laughed at last week on the radio. But we did warn you we were going to be the spoilers.
You just didn't see it. You only heard the audio. So it made more sense when you saw both.
Right.
But it was Austin Powers, of course, that one. And then the other one was the Alexa and Amazon.
And that was maybe my favorite. I don't know.
I felt like it had the top to bottom content that made you laugh.
Yeah. Plus, I think commercials are getting smarter funny. Like, remember the old days of three frogs going, Budweiser. Everybody was like, oh my God, that's so funny. Nowadays, we have like Larry David rejecting cryptocurrency. And if you don't know who Larry David is.
I call it the wheel.
Yeah. I don't think so.
I just thought that was funny.
He threw me off. His hair was so well groomed. I was like, who's this guy? Usually he looks like he stuck his finger in a light socket. But
and then Miley Cyrus, like or not.
Signals always slowing.
And it goes on like a we are the world, we are the people, but they're singing about cell phones.
Well, and then Dolly's like, I gotta get something off my chest, and she pulls the phone out of her bra, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, so I thought that was very funny, but again, if you don't remember the we are the world, all those, I thought it was, and then there was Jim Carrey as the cable guy.
And he threw me off too, because he was so hair-groomed and looking all, you know, put together, and I was like, if it wasn't for his voice, I was like, oh.
I know him.
No thanks. I don't need cable. I have Verizon 5G internet.
Never heard of it.
5G?
Never heard of it. As soon as he spoke, I was like, wait, that's Jim Carrey right there. So I think it was a different breed of commercials. You had to pay attention.
Yes.
And you had to know who these people were. If you didn't, you're like, dumb.
Yeah. How about the scanner commercial where that little scan button just zoomed around the TV for like way too long? And we're like, I get it. Okay. You want us to take our phones and scan it. And then at the bottom, it just did this like really quick thing. It was like coin match or coin something.
That whole cryptocurrency thing. Look at me. I'm an old guy.
Yep.
You know, I have a hard enough time remembering my wallet when I leave the house. Okay.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
All right. News. That's coming up too.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
And now, with an Olympic update, here's Mike Tirico. Or Karina Carr. We have her here.
Huh?
What? I mean, it was Super Bowl weekend. We kind of lost focus on the Olympics. We need an update.
I got to hand it to them. They did a good job with J-Lo promoting it. I like, stay with us afterwards. We got, you know, the bobsledding and all that.
And everybody was like, sure, we're drunk. We're not paying attention.
I am shocked. Norway is still number one. What? Man, what are they doing over there? I don't know. I mean, maybe I just missed the boat, but Norway's never been like...
They are good skiers, and they also like to cross-country ski, lay on a snowbank, and shoot things.
Yeah.
That's
and then those dirty Russians, the Russians incognito, number two. However, we're hot on their trail. US of A is number three, tied with Canada.
All right. There we go. What's coming up today?
Most of it is the skiing and hockey and bobsledding, but we got freestyle skiing, curling, which...
I love
that
curling.
The last name with the toothbrushes was hilarious. Bobsleigh, ski jumping, ice hockey, and then the snowboarding. So that's kind of the main events that are coming up.
An American woman hasn't won an individual medal at the Olympics since 2002. Erin Jackson's 100 meters away from the finish. Jackson is into the lead. Erin Jackson's meteoric rise to the top is complete with Olympic gold.
That is just totally cool. Congratulations there to Erin Jackson. So, hey, we've got another week of Karina updates to look forward to. Isn't that exciting?
It is. I mean, I couldn't do any of it, but I love recapping it.
WQKN 94KX.
The people shall have the right to vote.
Even the stupid ones?
The stupid ones.
I thought the Larry David commercial was incredible. It was one of my favorites, but other people seem to think otherwise. I don't know, whatever. So we posted up. Go ahead, tell us your favorite Super Bowl commercial.
Well, so far, overall, Doritos is winning hands down.
Why?
Sabrina, Diana, and Breon all said that.
I thought it lacked a little something. I wanted the sloth to start unslothing. I wanted him to start dancing and rapping and stuff. That would have been because he had a spicy Dorito.
It's just not in a sloth's nature.
But he ran up the tree, which you never see a sloth do, because he stole the Doritos. But I was still like, I don't know.
It was just in time lapse.
It lacked an ending, I think. But anyway, what else?
That's fine. Michelle says, the one with all the little NFL guys in it that came out of the video game.
Right, an actual commercial that wasn't really a commercial. It was more of a promotional announcement for the NFL. And if you look carefully at those little football guys, you saw everyone from Walter Payton to the Mannings, the current football players, the old ones, Ray Lewis dancing on the fireplace or whatever. I thought doing that Ravens thing, I thought it was really funny. I was like, who is this a commercial for? I kept waiting for a soda pop or a potato chip. Or a can of beer to appear.
The quintessential selling marks, yeah.
Exactly. And then at the end, an NFL logo came up, and I was like, oh, it's the NFL promoting the NFL.
Yeah, Peacock got in a lot.
Yeah, all those other ways of watching TV nowadays.
There's like three of them, like, man, Peacock, $7 million a pop.
I guess. Well, let us know. It's posted up on the 94KX Facebook page. Karina will stay on top of that. And
everybody seems to like Doritos, so that's the winner so far.
We'll talk about it all morning long.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning. You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
It's the one and only D.R.E. Now let me welcome everybody to the wild, wild west. A state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track is your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Pack the best for your Jimmy in the city of Sahara.
Halftime, Super Bowl 56. I absolutely loved it. A lot of you people did not. Karina, did you?
I loved it. And actually, the funny part was, I expected to like the commercials more than the halftime, but it was totally the opposite. I love the halftime more than the commercials.
Okay, fair enough. I loved them both.
Yeah.
I just think some of the stuff I read on Facebook was insulting, including someone calling me out for being 62 years old. Dude, you can be 100 years old and like all kinds of music.
Yeah, no.
If there's one kind of music that I don't really like, it's country music. But I never bust on it. I never rip on it. So you mentioned earlier this morning, maybe it'll be a country halftime next year.
Yeah.
You won't see me saying, this is the worst halftime show ever. Hey, dude, if it's not your kind of music, go to the bathroom.
That's what makes the world go around.
Or turn the sound down. But don't bust on it because it wasn't when you grew up.
Different strokes for different folks. I mean, that's what makes the world go round. So.
Exactly. Well put. And it wasn't when I grew up either, but I've been in radio since 1977. So when somebody says 70s music is great, I say, fine. Like, don't.
But we also come from a station that plays a lot of this stuff. You know, like, I mean, it's all relevant.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I've been playing this stuff since 1977, mm-hmm. So I don't put myself in a niche. You know, and again, I grew up on the Beatles when Paul McCartney did the halftime show. I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was really good. But if one more person said on Facebook, bring back the Rolling Stones, they did a halftime and it was okay, but they forgot the words.
This year, nobody's parts came out and there wasn't excessive swing. You know, it may not have been your jam music-wise, but overall, it was great.
I thought so, and I stand by what I said on social media last night. I still think Prince in Miami in the pouring rain is still the best halftime show I've ever seen.
But I'm a music lover. That's the thing. I love everything. Music is like to my soul.
You said you're a music lover. I'm a music lover, but I'm more of a music historian. So what I was looking at last night was the 90s, mm-hmm. straight out of Compton, the 90s feel, right? And that's why I thought it was great.
I really wanted Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg to go bouncing in those cars, but it didn't happen.
You had 64 Chevy Impala convertibles with fender skirts and nobody drove them.
I know.
They just sat there like statues.
That was my only disappointment.
Oh, that there were no didn't happen.
But it was awesome.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
More late night TV with Bill Maher talking Valentine's Day.
94.1 WQKX.
But here's something I don't understand. 43%, I read this in a survey of singles now, say that we should expand Valentine's Day to include the concept of self-love. Does everything have to come around to be the opposite of what it is? Nothing more romantic than a candlelight dinner over the sink.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies. Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Yeah, go!
You guys drank too much during the Super Bowl.
I was on time, Lynn. You're a little late.
I know. I was a little off.
Celebrity birthdays
I'm
first.
I'm on a delay.
Here we go. Newcomer Freddie Highmore is 30 years old today. He's Dr. Sean Murphy on The Good Doctor.
Oh.
I don't know if you watch that show, but anyway. Now to the old people that I really like because I'm old too. Drew Bledsoe is 50 years old
wow.
today. Drew
Bledsoe's 55?
No, he's 50 years
50,
old today.
Okay.
He's the guy that was the outstanding quarterback of the Patriots till he got hurt, and then they said, who's that young guy on the bench?
That's Tom Brady.
Tom, get in the game.
Yeah.
We never heard from Drew again.
No, the poor man.
Sad. Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20 is 50 years old today.
I like him.
And speaking of NFL quarterbacks, one of the greatest of all time, never to win a Super Bowl, Jim Kelly is 62. He lost 4 Super Bowls with the Bills.
I was going to say Buffalo, yeah.
His biggest victory is a huge cancer survivor and a big spokesman.
So, wonderful.
Way to go, Jim Kelly. Those are the celebrity birthdays.
Let's get to the important part.
Indeed.
It's birthday, buddies.
You guys don't even need my cue anymore. See how well you're doing?
You just stare at us.
Happy birthday. I always stare at you, too.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Yeah, but
I don't know where you come from. Anyway, happy birthday to Brenda Snyder from Shemokin. She's 47.
Dave Cooney from Mifflinburg is 56. Happy birthday.
Eric Mavis from Glen Iron is 52 today.
Jill Gemberling is also 52. Happy birthday.
Leanne Short, I don't know her height, but she's 43. Happy birthday.
Letitia Honeycutt from Sealands Grove is 52 today.
Nikki Trocky is 38 today. Happy birthday.
Sheena Pavelko is 66, I should say. Happy birthday.
Tiffany Hahn from Sealands Grove, 49 today.
My scroller isn't working.
Tom Ferrero from Freeburg is 60. Happy birthday.
Tracy Roush from Beavertown is 42.
I'm all confused now. Valerie Rice from Sealands Grove is 53. Happy birthday.
String of Valeries, too.
Valerie Kerbis from Sunbury is 53.
And Valerie Eichner from Sealands Grove is 55. Happy birthday. Nothing on Facebook.
Isn't it kind of neat that people born on Valentine's are named Valerie?
Oh, I see what you did there.
I didn't. Her parents did. But anyway.
Well, but just that you noticed it because we didn't.
No, we didn't get it.
Hey, if you want your birthday noticed, do it on Facebook Messenger or call the Ford Fun Line. Email, text club, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. Each and every day at this time.
It's birthday buddies. 94.1
WQKN. I'm starting to think you two should not be in the same room together.
Why is that? Please elaborate.
I don't know. Movie Mike, get over here. I need some defense. I need some defense.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
All right, Karina, talk about your birthday. Talk about this baby, though.
Why are you making it seem like a... Okay, well, it does tie in. My birthday this year. Hey, I'm excited. This never happens.
Okay.
It's 2/22/22, and I was born at 12/22, but a little baby tried to one-up me on 2/22/22.
We didn't even think about it. In the moment, you're just like, you know, I want to get, you know, the baby here, and I want everything to go smooth and safe. And so it didn't really even dawn on us until we spoke to a family member shortly after. We were like, 2/22/22 at 2/22, and then it kind of hit us like, wait. Really special and unique.
Yeah, they put the baby in a tutu in the nursery. It was cute.
Nope, that's not it.
All right, but
baby in North Carolina, Amari. And again, my birthday is 2/22, but this birthday was 2/22/22 at 2/22. So that's pretty awesome.
Pretty cool, actually. Speaking of cool, Night to Shine Friday night in Sealands Grove from the Tim Tebow Foundation. We know because we was there.
It just shows you the need that we have in this valley. People don't think there's as many people special needs as there are, but the need is here, and you can tell that by the line here and by all the people here and the smiles on their faces. This is something that the community needs.
Deb Brubaker, very emotional.
She was, and this is totally
good news.
Yep.
Morgan in the Morning.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Movie Mike's in the house. That means the entertainment report is on the way. You're going to dance like Dre? What you doing?
Do you want me to dance like that?
I would love that.
I just want to see it.
Don't dare me, man. I'll do it.
All right.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
One time on this show, Movie Mike did My Adidas by Run DMC. He didn't miss a beat.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, well, we're going to start off with some sad news. Ivan Reitman, the influential filmmaker and producer behind many of the most beloved comedies of the late 20th century, has died. He was 75. Reitman died peacefully in his sleep Saturday night at his home in Montecito, California, his family told the Associated Press. Known for comedies that caught the spirit of their time, Reitman's big break came with the college fraternity send-up National Lampoon's Animal House, which he produced. He then directed Bill Murray in his first starring role in the summer camp flick Meatballs, and then again in 1981 Stripes, but his most significant success came with 1984's Ghostbusters. Among other notable films he directed are Twins, Kindergarten Cop, Dave, Jr., and 1998's 6 Days, 7 Nights. Most recently, he produced Ghostbusters Afterlife, which was directed by his son, Jason Reitman. Yeah. So the great Ivan Reitman really influenced comedy in a major, major way.
You probably gave all those movies 5 stars. I mean,
the Stripes was the first R-rated movie my dad took me to see in the theater.
Who's your buddy? Who's your pal?
I know. So, I grew up with Ivan Reitman's films, and they mean so much to me, and Ghostbusters, of course. So a real sad loss there, and his passing was very unexpected.
Let's hope his son keeps it going.
Absolutely. Now on to some happier news, thank goodness. The relationship between Mike Myers and Dana Carvey had been strained for years. It all started when Mike wrote the script for the first Wayne's World movie. He basically ignored Dana's ideas and relegated his character, Garth, to a supporting role. Then, when Mike made Austin Powers, he kind of borrowed Dana's impersonation of their SNL boss, Lorne Michaels, for Dr. Evil. But last year, they resurrected their Wayne's World characters for Super Bowl commercial, and they've been good ever since. Carvey said, quote, "We've become very, very close friends. The only good thing about getting old is you just sort of get a little more wisdom and you get a little more perspective and you practice forgiveness for others and for yourself." So I'm so glad Dana Carvey and Mike Myers have mended the fences there. That's some good news. Now looking at the box office, Death on the Nile opened in the top spot with only $12 million. It's always slow on Super Bowl weekend, but that was way down from the opening of Murder on the Orient Express. So we may not see any more of Hercule Poirot on the screen anytime soon. Jackass Forever came in second with $8.1 million. J-Lo's Marry Me opened in third place with only $8 million, although that's also streaming on Peacock, so that might have bit into the box office a little bit. Spider-Man No Way Home came in fourth with $7 million, and the Liam Neeson thriller Blacklight came in fifth with only $3 million. And this movie is the same as like the last six movies Liam Neeson has made,
I know,
so it's no wonder people didn't go see it.
I love Liam Neeson.
I do too, but you know, make something else, dude.
Is that a hint about Friday, maybe?
What? I mean, this movie's tanking, so I'm going to... I'll tell you about Death on the Nile a little bit more on Friday.
Right. Are you planning on seeing that new The Dog movie with the...
Oh, with the Sea Tates. Yeah, that looks funny.
I know. I love a good dog movie, so I'm looking forward to seeing what you think about that one.
Yeah, it looks interesting. And he's really good at comedy. I didn't
he
think
is.
He would be at first, but he kind of surprised me by being very, very funny in movies, so I'm looking forward to that.
I hope that's not a letdown, because I kind of want to see that one.
You like movies about dogs, and Mike likes movies that are dogs.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We usually leave Wednesday to open a mic and talk to a doc.
But Valentine's Day.
Yeah, so let's talk to the doc on Valentine's Day, which is Heart Day, right?
Yeah, good morning, Dr. Kaiser.
Good morning, everybody.
Doc, we're going to talk to you about the whole vascular system because some people don't even understand those words, right?
Absolutely. Happy to be here and go through it with you.
All right, we'll do it next.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
My name's Tom.
I'm Karina.
And we've got the doc on the line.
We do.
We'll mic him up next.
94KX.
We love to mic up guests every day at about this time. Mm-hmm. And we're moving our heart visitor to Monday because it's Valentine's
Day. It works. See what we did there?
What a cool idea. So we have Dr. Benjamin Kaiser with us. He's a vascular surgeon. We've already said good morning to the doctor. Doc, I got to be honest with you. Vascular surgeon. That scares me. So let's start. Let's start with a simple question. The vascular system, what is it? Because we know it has something to do with the heart.
Yeah, so basically put, the vascular system is a complex network of arteries which bring the blood from the heart out to the periphery of the body, to all your various organs and skin and muscles, et cetera, and then veins, which bring the blood back to the heart. And then the heart acts as the central engine or pump that pushes all that blood around. And you can basically think of it as a network of highways and roads. When the blood leaves the heart, it's traveling, you know, in larger arteries or big highways. And as it gets closer and closer to its final destination, the roads get smaller down to county-sized roads and eventually back roads and dirt roads when it finally gets to the end of the line, where it delivers nutrients to the periphery of the body. And there's not a single cell in our body that does not depend on a healthy vascular system to deliver those nutrients 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So it's a very important system.
Great way to put it, Doc. Great way to put it.
So, Dr. Kaiser, when all of that plumbing you just mentioned
essentially what it is. It's plumbing. I always say I'm a human plumber. That's pretty
right.
much it.
So when that doesn't go well, what impact could that have on somebody?
Yeah, so things we look out for, probably the most common thing we see is plaque buildup. And plaque is essentially cholesterol and calcium and things like that build up within the walls of the artery. And if plaque builds up, say, in the arteries that supply the heart, that's what can cause a heart attack. And it's a systemic problem. So if you have plaque buildup, say, in your heart, we have to worry about it building up elsewhere in the body as well. So if plaque builds up in the arteries in your neck that supply the brain, that's a common source of a stroke. And so we want to catch that before it becomes a problem and potentially fix it. Plaque that builds up in the arteries that supply, say, our legs can cause problems where people get a lot of pain and cramping when they walk. So if you start walking and you get cramping in those muscles in your legs, and then it goes away as soon as you sit down and take a break, those are common things that we see. And so it's really a systemic problem of buildup of plaque. And that's primarily what we're fighting against.
Wow. So you just told us what you do with the patients that need your help. How does a patient avoid seeing you, doctor?
Yes. And that is primarily our job, is to try to keep you away from us, believe it or not, because you don't want to come to us if you don't have to. And so there's a lot of things that, you know, call them risk factors for peripheral vascular disease. Number one might be family history. There's not a whole lot you can do about that. But other things you can do a lot about. The biggest thing I can think of would be smoking, tobacco use. So folks who aren't smoking, congratulations, I would stay away from it. For those of you who are smoking, that is probably the number one risk factor that you can modify. You know, ways you can do that, you know, there's medications out there that can help, patches, et cetera, et cetera. But that is the number one thing you can do to reduce your risk. Other things are cholesterol levels. That's a common problem in our area. And a lot of people are on cholesterol medications to reduce their risk. That's very important, because that's exactly what plaque is. It's cholesterol building up in your arteries. And so being on a cholesterol pill is important if that's something that you need. Other than that, eating healthy, avoiding high fats, trans fats, fried food as much as possible. Of course, we all like those things, but avoiding them as much as possible is important. And then finally, exercise. You know, believe it or not, people who have blockages in the arteries in their legs, a lot of times we can improve people and get them by with an exercise regimen. Your body is amazing and unique in that you can actually grow new blood vessels, we call them collateral blood flow, around some of the blockages to improve blood flow down the leg. And that comes about from exercise. So all those things are important. And then taking an aspirin every day if you're at high risk for cardiovascular disease is very important as well to reduce your risk.
Okay, I think you just ran them all down. I don't smoke. I know my family history. I just had my cholesterol checked and it's good. So basically those kind of things, right, Corinne?
And plaque is just not on your teeth. It's in your heart too.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So before we see Dr. Ben, I guess.
Yeah, how do you maintain that relationship with your primary care?
Yeah, and so, you know, the primary care folks within our system here at EVAN are very adept at screening for these problems. And so there's criteria that we follow. And so if folks are smokers or have ever been a smoker, over the age of 65, family history, things like that, what happens first, and you can ask your family doctor about these things, we get ultrasounds, and it's a very quick, cheap, and easy way to screen for these very problems that I'm talking about. They'll do an ultrasound of your neck to look for plaque buildup in those arteries in the neck, an ultrasound in the leg to look for plaque, and also to look for something called aneurysms, which is also common from folks who have a family history or a history of smoking. Aneurysms basically is a weakening of an artery. It can grow, and eventually it can burst if it gets too big. So it's something we really need to keep an eye on and look for. And an ultrasound is the best way to identify all of those problems. Your family doctor will do that for you. And if they identify a problem, they send you over to us, and we'll take care of it for you.
Dr. Benjamin Kaiser from Evangelical, a vascular surgeon. Thanks for spending time with us, Doc. I hope I never have to see you.
For your sake, I hope this is the last time we talk, but if you need us, we're here for you, and happy to take care of you anytime. We listen to both you guys every morning over here at Heart and Vascular, and you guys do a fantastic job. It's an honor to be on with you this morning.
Thank you, Doctor. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you guys. Take care.
Morgan in the Morning. Presenting Tom's Top List of the Day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the Goody Room.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on a list of things about Valentine's Day today. Google Trends. People are Googling the word romantic. They don't understand what it means? I mean, what the heck? Romantic.
I mean, how do you not know what Valentine's Day is? I mean, whether you love or hate it, you know what it is. I'm just saying.
All right.
Denny's is giving couples the chance to get married for free in Las Vegas today. The Golden Nugget Casino has a small chapel, and it normally costs $200. It comes with a free t-shirt and a grand slam to boot.
Forget it. Hallmark has 531 different Valentine's Day cards this year.
Candy is the most common gift people give, followed by a card, flower, dinner, jewelry, clothing, and gift cards.
Men will spend almost twice as much on presents compared to women.
A lot of people phone it, though, and the gifts won't go over well. 36% of people say they've never gotten a Valentine's Day card and or gift and they loved it.
Least wanted gifts, gym membership, tools, kitchen appliances, and cheesy stuffed animals.
I say...
Didn't you talk about when you see a very large stuffed animal strapped to the top of a car, you know that dude is...
Slap it on the front like a deer.
Yeah, but what was that dude doing if he had to buy a stuffed toy?
Overcompensating.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
I just think you should be kind all the time, but I think there are people, especially in today's climate, that need to be reminded.
It's kind of like Valentine's Day. You know, it should be 365, not just one day a year.
Exactly. Yeah. But we need a Valentine's Day
to remind people.
And we need a kindness campaign. Well put. Tom Morgan and Karina Carr are reaching out to the United Way to talk about that campaign. We have Seth Joseph and Stacy Pietsu with us on the Ford Fund Line. Seth, we've gone through this before, but for some people that don't know what the Be Kind campaign is about, tell us about it.
The kindness campaign is a campaign to spread positivity and kindness to the community. So we're going to be hosting the campaign starting in March with a bunch of activities, challenges, prizes, merchandise, and a lot more. So we're going to start the month off with the first week, which is Be Kind to Yourself. The second week, we're going to be kind to peers, your family, your friends. The third week, be kind to essential workers. Always a good time to do that. The fourth week, be kind to your community. How can you be reaching out and, you know, doing things and getting more involved in your community? And then, like you said, we're going to be kind throughout the entire year. So really highlighting the importance of not only being kind, you know, this week and in March, but all the time.
All right, Seth. Week 2, 3, 4, and 5, I get. Be kind to yourself. Does that mean like positive reinforcement, talking to yourself in the mirror kind of thing, or is that getting mani and pedis?
I mean, whatever works for you. I mean, we're really just encouraging people, you know, do some exercise, if it's meditate, if it's journaling, just really taking some time to, you know, do those things that, you know, center yourself so you can be kind to others.
Stacy, we want to nominate people for these different categories, right?
We do. We have nominations opening today. We would love for anyone to reach out and nominate someone deserving that you know is making a difference in the community, big or small. They could have shoveled your walkway all winter or opened doors for you, bagged groceries, or much more. We'd love to have the opportunity to thank individuals each week in March and then have a grand prize winner at the end of March, all with small business gift cards so that we can be, you know, thanking small businesses in the community as well.
When you do that random act of kindness, like you said, Stacey, open the door for someone or shovel their snow, I do feel that moves forward, doesn't it?
Yes. Absolutely. We've seen it. And we had inspirational stories in our past campaigns. Last year, we had a scooter Santa that I believe many of us have seen riding around the region. Throughout the month of December, we had an EMS. We had a Boy Scout leader who did a lot for his local community throughout the year. And we also had some business owners. A pharmacy owner was our grand prize winner. He gave a lot to his employees. And then he also had started a nonprofit for the community. So there's just so many ways that you can be giving back and inspiring others to do the same.
I think it's really important to just remember, like, we're all in this together and you never know what somebody's going through. That tiny act of kindness can totally make their day and turn it around. So you might think of it as a small thing, but it could be a really big thing in their life.
Absolutely. And if everyone could just go to our Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way webpage, that's gsvuw.org, look for the kindness campaign or type in / be kind nominations. And we have a form there, very easy to fill out. Through March 14th, we're accepting nominations.
Seth, Stacey, thanks for taking time to talk to us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Maybe our parting shot should have something to do with Valentine's Day.
Maybe it should include you picking up the paper on the floor.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Man, it just doesn't stop on this show. We had a mic'd up doc for Heart Healthy Month. We're rocking the red. Then we just talked to the United Way about the Be Kind campaign. Now Sam Tyler comes marching in here with chocolate-covered strawberries from Wise Markets.
I have no problem with this. I mean, you can get yourself some there at Wise for your little special someone. I don't know what you plan tonight, but I mean, I think it would top it off with some chocolate-covered strawberries.
So we're going to do a video with these here delectable treats, and you'll be able to find it on our Facebook page.
And maybe you get a card or flowers or, you know, card.
So this is a card. It looks like an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper with crayon writing on it. And
wow.
It says, roses are red, violets are blue. I'm so glad that I get to be on the radio with you.
It's very sweet. You just crapped all over it.
you spared no expense with this. You realize that.
It's the thought that counts.
I guess. Do it 365. You love somebody, show them every day.
That's right.
Why I don't like Valentine's Day. It has nothing to do with the fact that I'm divorced. It has the fact that
when you
love somebody, you got to love them all the time, man.
That's right.
Every day. Try to remember that. And then there's our parting shot by Jim Gaffigan.
Valentine's Day, the tradition is we give each other those big red hearts filled with the gamble chocolate. Have you ever eaten any chocolate out of those big red hearts with any confidence? Well, this could either be really good or totally nasty. I'm just pig enough to find out. I got the one filled with toothpaste. I'm going to have to eat another 9 to get rid of that flavor.
WQKX. Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.